Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you perfectly fine, and I can use headphones now too.
Okay.
All right, yeah, this should work.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
So I don't kill my data.
All right, we'll keep it limited.
I have to figure something out for this. Anyway, go.
give me 5 seconds. Welcome to the Physical Therapy Unleashed podcast. I'm Brandon and this is Yong. Today we are recapping our 13 plus mile Spartan race that we ran with over 30 obstacles. This was Yong's first race. So let's start with Yong. How did you feel after running 13 plus miles and doing 30 plus obstacles?
Well, it was definitely challenging and a lot of fun at the same time, especially considering the fact that I didn't properly train, especially for some of the specific obstacle that they threw in. But for the most part, I really enjoyed the race, really enjoyed, building on our friendship, camaraderie, and not just with you, but also with other racers during the Spartan race.
Yeah, where it's all about a brotherhood and helping people out that, if someone needs help, you get to help them.
Yeah, for sure. I noticed that with a lot of people. I also helped somebody with the getting over the wall, and it's just a lot of give and take. Everyone wants to finish. I mean, there were some rude people who I guess were more into trying to get the best time and stuff. But for me, like, that wasn't the goal. And I think, if you want to really go for like best time, then go earlier or something.
Yeah, the elite heats are in the morning, and that's what you're gonna do. I definitely recommend the elite heats. Otherwise, you're there about to help be part of a community and just to enjoy the experience. So Yang and I were actually supposed to start our heat at 9 o'clock, but due to a huge traffic backflow, due to the raining and flooding in the parking lot, we weren't able to actually start our heat till 10. But just starting and getting over to start the heat, you actually have to get over about 4 to 5 foot wall. What did you think about having to get over a wall to even begin the race?
That definitely caught me off guard as we're approaching the starting line. I saw this wall that's blocking the way. I was like, why is there a wall blocking the way? Like, how are we going to start? So apparently you have to jump over that wall first just to be able to start. I think that was good. I think overall, like, for me being a first timer, I think just getting over that without the pressure of like actual race being having started, I think that kind of relieved some of the anxiety and pressure for the race begin. So I think that was good.
Yeah, it's more of a prep to prepare you. So actually I have a list of all the obstacles. So we did about 13.5 to 14 miles, and let's just go through each obstacle and just see how you felt as a first time racer. And if you want my comments, as this was my fifth or sixth one. So the first obstacle we had was the hay wall. What did you feel about jumping over the barrels of hay?
Oh, that was fun. I like jumping. So, those along with a couple other ones that will follow, like the wall jumps, I've really enjoyed those.
All right. And then the next one was the over walls. These were just walls you had to climb over that were about 6 feet. So not the tall 8 foot walls, but 6 foot wall.
Yeah. Same thing. Like I said, the walls, really enjoyable for me. I think the taller one was a 7 foot wall.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that later one, on.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, was I able to get over that? No, not the 7 foot one, I don't think.
I don't know. We'll go back. We'll come back to it when we get to the obstacle. So after that was the out, which you go over, under, and then through. And I think you almost went over the one you were supposed to go under.
No, I did it correctly.
Yeah, but wasn't there barbed wire on the top and you almost grabbed it?
Oh, no. Let's see.
All right,
I just had, like, huh, how am I supposed to jump over the wall with barbed wire? It's very responded.
All right. Well, it's a good thing you didn't get caught by barbed wire. These are just kind of the beginner obstacles to warm you up. Then what we get to was the very long, about 400 meter or this, yeah, probably 400 meter barbed wire crawl.
This was probably the toughest one in terms of endurance. It was long. It's just like unending field of barbed wire that you have to crawl like military style. That was exhausting.
I decided to roll because it's faster, but you do get dizzy. Yang decided to commando crawl the whole way.
And only way to do it.
Then after this was the bucket brigade. This is where you carry a big bucket full of rocks that you fill up. What was your thoughts on filling the bucket up to the holes with the rocks?
I didn't like this one. It was heavy and kind of like the bucket was a little awkward to carry. So yeah, I don't know. I don't usually enjoy carrying a bucket full of rocks.
I don't think any of us do. Then after that was the 8-foot wall. So this is a tall wall. This is the first tall wall.
Yeah, I couldn't get over this. So I needed help with this one. And I believe you were able to get over it for the first time by yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they came back and helped you. The next two obstacles here, I don't remember what they were. So we're going to skip them because I have no idea what these were.
What are they called?
Bender and Tyro.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
So then we have the plate drag. This is where you drag a heavy plate through a field of mud. I know my plate was stuck in one with a lot of hills, and then you have to drag it down. You have to kind of drag it down and pull it back. I know you said that this one hurt your back a little bit, or no?
No, it was a bucket one.
Okay, so the plate drag, after this, you were okay. You were fine with the plate drag.
Plate drag was fun.
All right, and then there was a twister, which is kind of like a actually, no, that's the wrong one. Do you remember the twister one? I don't remember that one.
Well, it's definitely not the one with the different colors that you play at home.
Okay, so.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember these names. I'd have to see it. Then after that was the log carry. So what they did is they actually made this course from scratch, and they chopped up a bunch of logs, and then we had to carry these logs on our shoulders. What was your thought on carrying the logs?
Much better, and we'll hit it later, but there was also the sandbag carry. These two I felt much better because it's much easier to kind of like either do it like a squat or like a barbell squat or sling it over your shoulder compared to the bucket where, I mean, I guess you can do that, but I don't know. The bucket was just weird for me.
Yeah, especially if I'm not used to lifting up heavy objects like that. They're about 70 to 90 pounds or plus. And then with the log carry, what I like with log carry is actually the logs are full of sap. So then for the next obstacle is to give your hand a lot of grip because your hands became sticky from the sap. After that was the Z walls. These are like rock climbing walls. This is, I think, the first obstacle I actually fell on at the very end. It's a Z. It's like a rock climbing wall with a Z. What was your thought on that one?
Oh, yeah. The toughest part is where the you're turning the corner, the big corner. That is definitely challenging. And you're not supposed to grab onto the top of the wall, which a lot of people did. So, yeah, it's a tough one, I would say.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to grab on the top. That's actually why I failed it, is I grabbed the top and I disqualified myself because I didn't mean to. It's just it's hard not to. The next one was the stairway. This is just basically a freestanding wooden stairway with no safety whatsoever. You climb to the top, jump over, get down. What was your thoughts on climbing that high with like no safety nets or anything like that, about, I don't know, 15 feet up?
I actually really like this one because to begin, it's not actually stair, like little stairs, but to begin the ascent, You have to kind of jump and use upper body strength to kind of climb the first few parts before you can set your feet on the ledge. So that portion I really enjoyed because it really tested your strength. And I have fear of heights, so for the most of these, you know, very high, tall obstacles, I just really tried not to look down, and I took my time kind of like getting over and switching my feet at the top of the obstacle.
Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't this one, but it was one as we were at where a girl got her hand stuck in an obstacle for quite a bit of time, but she was able to get it out, so it's always good to be safe, like you always say. Then some of these are actually going out of order here from the map. I think they just changed them on the course last minute, but one other obstacle we had was the invert of the wall. This is the one where I banged my shins really hard. It's an inverted wall, but it's not really a wall. It's like inverted monkey bars / wall. So you have to climb.
This one was fun, yeah.
So you have to climb. You have to climb monkey bars inverted and then get over to the other side.
Very fun. I highly recommend it.
You like that one?
I really like that one.
Why? Because it's so unnatural.
I think I liked it because at first I was like, what is this? Like, I can't do this. And then when I did it, it was pretty easy. So
yeah, that's a huge point. A lot of this stuff, I know for me personally, when I did this my first time, I was like, oh, I can't do that. But then like the first time you do something like these and you don't think you can do it, it's just like a huge feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah.
The next one is Yong's favorite, the spear throw.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how many of y'all have spears lying around at your homes with what do you call it?
A hay statue.
Hay stack, yeah. To practice throwing spears. So I don't know how you're supposed to practice for this. And I felt like this one was slightly unfair because other obstacles you can, even though like you may not have the technique, if you can compensate for it with your sheer strength, if you build that up. But with this, I don't know, I felt like there was significant amount of technique that you need to have in order to be successful.
That being said, this was my first time ever hitting the spear throw. This is my sixth or seventh Spartan race, and it was my first time ever hitting it. So Yong is 100% correct. It's a lot of technique, a lot of paying attention to what's going on around you, making sure you're not standing on the cord, making sure your spear tip's not bent. So there's a lot of technique, and I mean, I failed it 6 times before. So it's really like it just, and I guess I got better by doing it 6 times in my life, but I don't have one at home that I throw or anything like that. But I guess that goes back to, let's tie it into physical therapy. We'll go into motor learning and motor control. Maybe. Then we had some more walls, the sandbag carry. Then this is the Olympus. Do you remember what the Olympus was?
Is it another climbing one?
Probably. It's probably the one where the girl got her hand stuck.
Oh, yeah. It's like a rubber, what do you call it? Rubber tile style?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a neoprene net that you climb.
Yeah. Net. Yeah. So you just climb vertically and then get over the metal bars and then climb down.
Right. Then we had the multi-rig. This is one of my favorites because this is one of those obstacles that I used to never be able to do. I think my first two races I failed, but I've been able to do it since. This is Yang has a great picture of him coming down from this one if you want to check out his Instagram. But this is the multi-rig, and this is a lot of, at this point, your arms are really taxed. And also this is a kind of, you have to keep your momentum and just not drop. If you can keep moving, you'll make it through, but this is more of a mental thing and more practice once again. So what was your thoughts on the rig and what the rings?
It's like the one with the gymnastic ring?
Yeah. Ring / monkey bars.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we had the gym, these rings. And also there was another obstacle where it was more like monkey bar, where the handles were kind of displaced a little bit and it spun a little bit. So it's kind of similar type of obstacles. And with these, I failed both of them. I feel like, especially these gymnastic rings, which is used a lot in CrossFit. I think if you don't do CrossFit, then a few of these obstacles, you may have harder time just because, you know, again, not many people have rings installed their home gym or normal gyms. Normal gyms don't have these type of rings, so you don't really get to practice on them. Same thing with rope climb as well. And I know CrossFit gyms all typically have these equipments so that you can practice, you get used to them. You learn techniques for them, especially for rope climbing. But if you're not part of the CrossFit CrossFit world, then you're not going to be exposed to these kind of things. So you might have a little bit harder time than other people who are.
Yeah, and then there's also, in addition to CrossFit, there is a rock climbing gyms, which is going to have a lot of like Ninja Warrior obstacles similar to this. And then there's also certain gyms dedicated specifically to Spartan racing. There's actually one close to us in Miami Beach in a really nice hotel. I haven't been there, but I've seen it online. So there's also those to consider. If you don't want to go 100% CrossFit, but you want to do some obstacle course racing, there's some special gyms or rock climbing gyms and stuff to check out, to just check out some obstacles. And also here in North Miami, we have a Ninja Warrior course, actually, where they have all the old stuff from the Ninja Warrior stuff on TV, and you can go there. I don't know how much it is. I haven't been yet. Maybe Yang and I will go sometime.
Just one more thing about these, especially with Monkey Bar and the rings. It's really, really difficult for... I'm not even saying it's unfair, but it's really, really, really difficult. It was for me because my arms weren't long enough to reach the next ring and next monkey bar. So, I mean, I'm not saying that was the reason why I failed, but man, it was just difficult just to like reach for the next one for me because my arms weren't long enough.
Yeah, that comes back to technique. Like for me, my arm's long enough, but if I'm not going fast, I'll still miss it. So if you have a shorter reach, you actually want to go faster so you get more swing on the rings. But again, that comes with experience. So after the rig, we had the hills covered in mud and then the wall you went under. What were your thoughts? Were you afraid to go under the water, under the wall, under the dirty water at all or no?
No, I was actually expecting the wall to be like submerged underwater, kind of like in movies, which would have been a lot cooler. But no, you could actually see the bottom of the wall, which was just slightly above the surface of water. So like, it wasn't even a big deal.
All right, I
thought they could have made it more dramatic.
Yeah, some people get afraid to go in the murky water. And then after that was the slip wall. This is the wall that was covered in mud and you had to use a rope to pull yourself up.
Yeah, easier than it looks. Don't be afraid. It really helps to have nice grippy shoes. By the way, my shoes have helped me a lot in this race. I bought a new trail running shoe by Salomon, and especially just even running, like because these fields aren't, you know, your nice track and field tracks. So like there were many instances where I could have easily like sprained my ankle or slipped. And I've really felt like these shoes helped me not get